Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Representative Fitzgerald and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the watch and care that you provide over the affairs of the men and women of this legislature. We are grateful that nothing escapes your care or notice. You are never asleep and you never change. The ideology and the philosophies of the times change often, but you never do. Your immutability gives us great comfort, knowing that you always keep your word and your promises are true. Help us not to be so enamored by our own talents and abilities that we fail to submit ourselves to you and your ways. You tell us in Colossians 3 that we are to demonstrate compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other as you have forgiven us. I pray that you find each of us faithful in pursuing those qualities in our hearts and minds. Father, many things vie for our attention. Please grant us wisdom and clarity to us as we do the work of serving the needs of the people of Montana. We need your help, and we pray for it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will take the roll.
Mr. Speaker, 99 members are present. Representative Weatherwax is excused.
A quorum is present and the House is ready for business. Are there any introductions? Representative Thane.
Mr. Speaker, may I be off the record and out of the journal for purposes of an introduction?
So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's really an honor today to do this introduction. I'm a Missoula native and an alum of Hellgate High School. I spent my entire working career in Missoula County Public Schools, and today we have literally 100 students from Hellgate High School, along with staff members Charlene Young, Jeff Juanita, and Maureen Ojala. So it's a pleasure to have Hellgate High School with us today in the House.
Welcome to the House. Representative Lear.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an announcement.
So ordered.
I would like to wish my wife of 12 years a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Representative Durham.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to be off the record. Good thing I got a few dollars left in my pocket. Mr. Speaker, I wish to be off the record and out of the journal for an announcement and an introduction.
So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The announcement, House Bill 320 has passed. Slow down, move over when you see those amber lights on the shoulder. It could be some of our linemen. On that note, Mr. Speaker, on the west end of the gallery, we've got more than 20 linemen, my heroes, here today. Go and stand up.
Welcome to the House. Representative Carlin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to be out of the journal and off the record for the purpose of an announcement.
So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just want to let the body know that today is the birthday of Representative Derek Harvey. I think he's 21 now and can utilize all of his alcohol bills. So, thank you.
Happy birthday. Representative Jed Hinkle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Be off the record and out of the journal for purpose of a happy birthday.
So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body is not here with me today, but my littlest one, Hezekiah Lee Hinkle, turned one today. So happy birthday to my son.
Happy birthday. Order business number one, communications and petitions.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number two, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, we are Committee on Judiciary. Recommend that Senate Bill 458 be concurred and as amended. Signed, Representative Amy Regeer, Chair. Mr. Speaker, we are Committee on Natural Resources. Recommend that House Bill 971 do pass as amended. Senate Bills 334 be concurred in. 557 be concurred and as amended. Signed, Representative Steve Gunderson, Chair. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number three, reports of select committees.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number four, messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the Senate to inform the House of Representatives of the following actions. The following House bills were on this day read three several times, concurred in title and history agreed to, and are herewith returned to the House. House Bill 32, Gist, 488 Galloway, 523 Yakowich, 631 J. Hinkle, 691 Oblander, 702 Harvey, 775 Hopkins, 800 Yakowich, 115 Mercer, 242 Buttrey, 303 A. Regeer, 309 Brockman, 422 Falk, 529 Brockman, 543 J. Hinkle, 674 Seekins Crow, 693 Mercer, 712 Worth. The following House bills are herewith returned to the House for concurrence and Senate amendments. House Bill 305 Buttrey, 477 Stewart Paragoy, 490 Gist, 499 Kirk Carpenter, 317 Windy Boy, 423 A. Regeer, 452 Mercer, 590 Buttrey, 591 Buttrey, 668 Fitzgerald, 697 Mercer, 783 Knave. The House amendments to the following were concurred on third reading. Senate Bill 74, McCamey, 106, Fitzpatrick, Senate Joint Resolution 18, Fuller. Sincerely, Marilyn Miller, Secretary of the Senate. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number five, messages from the Governor.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number six, first reading commitment of bills.
Mr. Speaker, House Joint Resolutions 18 through 20 have been read first time, referred to committee. All are posted. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number seven, second reading of bills. Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House resolve itself into a committee of the whole for consideration of business on second reading.
All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. And the ayes have it. And I appoint Representative Keenan, chair of the committee of the whole for the day.
Let's see. Committee will come to order. Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate amendment, the governor's amendments to Senate Bill 99. What is your pleasure, Representative Seekins Crow?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration the governor amendments to Senate Bill 99, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Representative.
The amendments that I offer ensure that the necessarily binary definitions of male and female encompass all members of the human race. For example, the addition of would produce makes clear that young children who are still undergoing biological development nevertheless fall within the definition of male or female. The amendments that I offer recognize that biological or genetic conditions, including but not limited to the circumstances of menopause, being intersex, or a cancer diagnosis requiring surgical removal of reproductive organs, do not preclude an individual from still meeting the definition of male or female. Finally, the amendments I offer also ensure that the scope of public funding restrictions matches the prohibitions on not just procedures, but on all medical treatments identified in Senate Bill 99. This ensures that the exceptions to the prohibitions apply with equal force to public funding and removes vagueness from the law as to its meaning and scope. With that, I encourage a green vote.
Is there discussion on the governor's amendments? And please, let's keep the discussion on the governor's amendment, not debate the bill again. Representative Howell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I rise in opposition to these amendments. I think that the amendments continue to grapple with an issue that we have taken up in the body this session, which is how, if, where, how, and whether to define sex. My concern with these amendments is that they further carve out exceptions to this bill. Folks may remember on the unamended bill, my concern was that we're treating children differently under the law. We continue to do so. I find the governor's amendments and his letter describing them to be pretty disingenuous. If we care about Montana children whose young minds and bodies are still developing, and we think surgical and medical interventions are bad for those children, then let's protect all Montana children. The governor's amendments, again, further narrow our prohibitions on these medical treatments and access to medical care, making it very clear that the vast majority of Montana children will still be able to, in consultation with their parents and their doctors, access care such as surgery and puberty blockers and the like, as long as it is not with regard to gender. The governor's amendments make clear that we are very specifically targeting a very small set of Montana kids without regard for the specific context of those kids' needs, the specific rights of those kids' parents, and the specific advice of those kids' doctors. I urge a no vote.
Representative Marler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also rise in opposition to these amendments, and I take exception to the governor's letter, although I'm not going to go into detail about that because I don't think it would be productive at this time. I do want trans youth in Montana and their families to know that you are loved, you're important, and we're not going to stop fighting for you. I'm asking all of us here today to vote no against these amendments. Show some respect for families and kids and their privacy, and please vote to keep the government out of families' private medical decisions. Thank you.
Representative Zephyr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I rise in opposition to these amendments and to the governor's letter. In the governor's letter, he said Montanans who struggle with their gender identity deserve love, compassion, and respect. That's not what trans Montanans need from you. We need access to the medical care that saves our lives. And these are hollow words coming from someone whose amendments are going to make it harder to access that care. The bill says it does not prohibit social affirmations. That's not necessarily true. It prohibits the use of state buildings for advocating for or allowing social transitioning. It says that it allows the access to psychotherapy that treat Montanans struggling with their gender identity. If you disallow the use of the medical care that is accepted by every major medical association, if you disallow that care and don't allow people to have access to that, the only therapy left is either A, meaningless, or B, conversion therapy, which is torture. I also want to point out, again, gender-affirming care is not Orwellian newspeak, as it says in this letter. It is accepted by every major medical association. I will also say what I said down in committee earlier. This bill tries to define male and female as binary. You could not legislate binary sex any more than you could legislate that the earth is flat. Intersex people exist, trans people exist, and this bill doesn't change that. Lastly, I would say that there were conversations at the end of this, at the very end of the bill, the letter that says life-altering medical procedures should wait until they are adults. What I will say is if you are, by this bill and by what these amendments do, if you are forcing a trans child to go through puberty when they are trans, that is tantamount to torture. And this body should be ashamed. And if you vote yes on this amendment and yes on this bill, ooh, I love this. Does everyone want to stand?
Representative Zephyr, would you like to close?
Sorry, I'm yielding to the Majority Leader.
Majority Leader Vinton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I speak on behalf of our caucus. We will not be shamed by anyone in this chamber. We are better than that.
Representative Zephyr.
And the only thing I will say is if you vote yes on this bill, and yes, on these amendments, I hope the next time there's an invocation, when you bow your heads in prayer, you see the blood on your hands.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Majority Leader Vinton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will note that that is entirely inappropriate, disrespectful, and uncalled for. We can debate matters civilly and with respect for each other. Thank you.
Thank you, Majority Leader. Representative Seekins-Crowe, would you care to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have been here before discussing this very difficult topic. We do know that families are struggling right now. We do know that youth are struggling right now. And we do know that there is help out there for them. However, help does not come out in the form of medically transitioning our youth, because that is permanent. And they can't take it back. And we know that that's a time of life where there's so many changes. These amendments are good amendments. I encourage you to vote yes.
Question now arises on the motion of Representative Seekins-Crowe that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration the governor's amendment to Senate Bill 99, the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there any absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes no.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 66 representatives have voted aye, 34 have voted no.
The governor's amendments to Senate Bill 99 have been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate amendments to House Bill 282. What is your pleasure, Senator Representative Galloway?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration Senate Bill 282, that it do, oh, I should have practiced this.
Concur.
Be not concurred in.
Not, do not concur.
Again, do not concur.
So, members of the committee, this is House Bill 282. Representative Galloway.
Good committee and body, these amendments coming from the Senate do not help the bill in any way. So I would ask that you vote green, that we do not concur.
Seeing no discussion. There being no further discussion, the representative has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Galloway when this committee does rise and report, having had under consideration the Senate amendments to House Bill 282, do not concur. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes no.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 53 representatives have voted aye. 47 have voted no.
The Senate amendments to House Bill 282 have not been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate amendments to House Bill 296. Clerk, what is your pleasure? Representative Seekins-Crowe.
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 296, that Senate amendments to House Bill 296, that it recommend the same be concurred in. Members of the body, this is a bill, it's been a while since we've heard it, that talks about the disclosure responsibility for sellers when they're selling their house. And if you look on page 5, basically just states that it was added that it means a fact that should be recognized by a broker or salesperson as being significant enough to affect a person's decision to enter into a contract to buy or sell real property, and may be a fact that materially affects the value, affects the structural integrity, or presents a documented health risk to occupants of the property. I encourage a green vote, please.
There being no further discussion, does the carrier wish to close? The carrier has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Seekins-Crow. Then when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration the Senate amendments to House Bill 296, the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion, vote aye. Those in favor, those opposed, vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 100 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
The Senate amendments to House Bill 296 have been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration the Senate amendments to House Bill 385. What is your pleasure, Representative Carlson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate amendments to House Bill 385, they recommend the same be concurred in.
Representative Carlson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The amendment to this bill from the Senate is on page 2, and it further protects the rights of the parent to have the information for or against them in their case. And I would urge a do pass. Thank you. Do concur.
Seeing no discussion, the carrier has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Carlson that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate amendments to House Bill 385, that the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion, vote aye. Those in opposed, vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 83 representatives voted aye, 17 voted no.
The Senate amendments to House Bill 385 have been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration the Senate amendments for House Bill 443. What is your pleasure, Representative Seekins-Crow?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate amendments to House Bill 443, that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the body. It's been a while since we also saw this bill, but basically what this bill does is that it guarantees that if you have a license under the state of Montana, you also get to, you're ensured that you can maintain your rights underneath the Constitution of Montana and the Constitution of the United States. The amendments that were put on this bill were amendments that I actually put on to clean up some of the language. They graciously accommodated that in the Senate. And also there's coordination language on page 10 in section 7. So I do ask for a green vote. Thank you very much.
There being no discussion, the question now arises on the motion of Representative Seekins-Crow when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration the Senate amendments to House Bill 443, the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes no.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 71 representatives have voted aye. 29 have voted no.
The Senate amendments to House Bill 443 have been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate amendments to House Bill 513. What is your pleasure, Representative Carlson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate amendments to House Bill 513, it recommend the same be concurred in.
Representative Carlson.
Thank you. Members, the amendment from the Senate is located on page 5, lines 22 and 23, and it strikes two phrases there that were contemplated to be included in the harm of removal determination. This was a compromise with the department in order to facilitate them doing their job, and I appreciate the amendment, and I recommend a green vote. Thank you.
Seeing no discussion, has the carrier closed? The carrier closes. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Carlson, and when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration the Senate amendments to House Bill 513, same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Other absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes no.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 96 representatives have voted aye, 4 have voted no.
The Senate amendments to House Bill 513 have been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration the Senate amendments to House Bill 625. What is your pleasure? Representative Seekins-Crowe.
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration Senate amendments to House Bill 625, that I recommend the same be concurred in.
Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the body. Once again, we've heard this bill not too long ago. It's the bill that ensures that any child that is born alive during an abortion or attempted abortion does maintain the same rights to have palliative care or to save its life as any other infant. The only amendment that's in this bill was actually language that I proposed on page 2 that says a healthcare provider present at the time an infant is born alive, and then I added the words following an abortion or attempted abortion. And so that's the only change from the last time we voted on it. I encourage a green vote. Thank you.
Seeing no discussion, there is discussion. Oh, Representative Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Real quick, I appreciate that this is now protecting families that I think are going through some of the most stressful and sad times. So I do appreciate that we have narrowed that down. However, this protection already exists in law. And this bill perpetuates the myth that the medical community would not otherwise be providing the standard of care and protection. And I think that is perpetuating a dangerous myth. And this bill does not make that better. So I'll be a no.
Seeing no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The reason why this bill was brought forward is because this protection does not exist at this time. We do have a law that says that any viable child shall have the protection, but not if there's been an abortion or attempted abortion at this time. So I encourage you to vote green.
Question now arises on the motion of Representative Seekins-Crowe that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration the Senate amendments to House Bill 625, the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes no.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 68 representatives have voted aye. 32 have voted no.
Senate amendments to House Bill 625 have been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 229. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill number 229, introduced by Usher, a bill for an act entitled an act requiring the Attorney General to reimburse counties for actual witness costs in certain criminal proceedings, providing rulemaking authority, providing an appropriation, amending section, providing an effective date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Smith?
Thank you, Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration SB 229, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Representative Smith.
This bill has taken a journey through appropriations and back, and I do recommend, I do concur. The main change is the total amount, which was calculated to be about three times the current amount that is set aside for expert witnesses to reimburse counties. So that was changed to about directly $150,000. And then I believe an amendment was placed on the bill that is also agreeable by our good colleague from Billings related to, you'll find that on the second page, with the exception, so that money, that $150,000, would apply with the exception of cases in which a defendant may be sentenced to death. In those cases, if the death penalty is being sought, county reimbursement for fees and compensation of the expert witnesses may be paid through a supplemental appropriation that's approved by this body. I urge a do concur. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, the question now arises on the motion of Representative Smith that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 229, the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes no.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 95 representatives voted aye, 5 have voted no.
Senate Bill 229 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 303. What is your, or clerk will read the title of the bill. Senate Bill 296. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill number 296, introduced by Beard, a bill for an act entitled, an act creating the Senior Care Facility Access and Stabilization Act, establishing procedures for calculating room and board costs for assisted living residents, requiring the Department of Public Health and Human Services to pursue the Community First Choice funding option for assisted living and providing an effective date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Yakovitch?
Mr. Chair, good afternoon, and body. I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having under consideration Senate Bill 296, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Representative Yakovitz.
Mr. Chair and body, wow. Senate Bill 296 is one of the best bills I have encountered in my entire career in the House by one of the best senators in the building in the best state ever. Mr. Chair and body, this bill came out of Human Services 21-0 unanimously, and there were no opponents. So, do I need to say any more? Mr.
No.
Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Seeing no discussion, the representative has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Representative Yakovitch that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 296, the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 93 representatives have voted aye, 7 have voted no.
Senate Bill 296 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 303. Clerk, read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill number 303, introduced by Hertz, a bill for an act entitled, an act increasing the penalties for noncompliance with tax withholding reporting requirements, providing for waivers of the penalties, providing rulemaking authority, amending section, and providing an immediate effective date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Malone?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 303, recommend the same be concurred in.
Representative Malone.
Mr. Chair, members of the body, this is a good bill from the other side of this place. Passed out of the Senate, it increases fines for those people who are late with their W-2s, which if you work for a living, you always look for those W-2s in the mail. So does some other things, and it doesn't penalize first-time people, but it over-penalizes 40th-time people. So I recommend a green vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no discussion, the question now arises on the motion of Representative Malone that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 303, the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 100 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
Senate Bill 303 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 332. Clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill number 332, introduced by Hertz, a bill for an act entitled, an act requiring local governments to include information on property tax increases and budget documents, requiring the budget resolution to include information on property tax increases, amending section, providing immediate effective date and applicability date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Brewster?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 332, they recommend the same be concurred in.
Representative Brewster.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The title really said it all. If you're going to increase taxes, you need to include a list of how much it's going to increase your taxes. So if you're voting on a levy or whatever, it'll show on the ballot what the increase will be.
I think it's a good thing. People need information. So I encourage you to pass.
Thank you, Representative. Seeing no discussion, question now arises on the motion of Representative Brewster. When this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration Senate Bill 332, that the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes no.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 85 representatives have voted aye, 15 have voted no.
House Bill 332 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 362. Clerk, read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill number 362, introduced by Morgeau, a bill for an act entitled an act revising property tax refunds, revising the time limit to claim a refund resulting from an erroneous assessment of property taxes, amending section, providing an effective date and applicability date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Thane?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration Senate Bill 362, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Representative Thane.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The original intent of the bill was to eliminate statute of limitations when there was an erroneous assessment on an individual's property tax. There were a couple amendments in the Senate that put some sideboards on. There's a revised time frame, and if you look on page 3 of the bill, lines 14 and 15, you'll see that the refund required under the subsection must be made for 10 tax years or for the duration of the error, whichever is shorter. There is a fiscal note. You'll notice that it shows no fiscal impact, and a couple notes on the fiscal note simply say that the 10-year limitation being waived doesn't have any appreciable impact. And on the backside, local governments do not anticipate a fiscal impact as a result of the bill. And finally, current law allows a 10-year look back, and this bill extends the period for which, without a definitive look back, the window of time would close. So the scenario might be this. You have 3 1/4 lots, and you suddenly realize that you've been assessed for 3 1/2 lots, and there's been an error, and you look at your past tax bills and see that that error has been promulgated for a number of years. This allows you to go back and capture the refund for the over-assessment. With that, I'll close, Mr. Chair.
Seeing no discussion, the question now arises on the motion of Representative Thane that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 362, same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 90 representatives have voted aye, 10 have voted no.
Senate Bill 362 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 521. Clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill number 521, introduced by Vance, a bill for an act entitled an act generally revising laws related to broadband deployment and right-of-way, revising laws related to broadband deployment on state highways or interstate right-of-way, allowing applicants to seek an exception to paying the fair market value subject to approval, defining fair market value, revising definitions, providing a fee, amending section, providing immediate effective date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Logie?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 521, that it recommend the same be concurred in or do concur.
Representative Logie.
I know you just heard the best Senate bill ever, and it was written or brought to us by the best senator ever, but I have the second best. How's that? This bill came around from last session. It's kind of a leftover. It allows broadband to be placed in interstate and highway, state highway right-of-way. Last session, the bill came through, and it was to allow some pipeline utilities, the broadband wasn't included, or what I should say is they didn't come to agreement on writing rules. And so what they've come to agreement on writing some of the rules with the broadband and come to an agreement on the cost of putting it in the right-of-way, and that was a negotiated price, and so this bill just cleans up what came from last session and allows the broadband to spread around Montana. So I'd ask for a green, please.
Seeing no discussion, The question now arises on the motion of Representative Logie that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 521, the same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 100 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
Senate Bill 521 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 558. Clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill number 558, introduced by Morgeau, a bill for an act entitled, an act requiring retail establishments, the state and political subdivisions of the state to accept the United States currency, requiring the acceptance of United States currency as it applies to the payment of goods and services, providing exemptions and providing a fee. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Gist?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 558, it recommends the same be concurred in, Mr. Chair.
Representative Gist.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and body. This bill is cash is king. The title pretty much says it all. New Section 1 basically says a retail establishment offering goods or services for sale must accept United States currency, including our Federal Reserve notes. Go down to Section B. It actually talks about rental stores, hotels, taking credit cards for deposits. Go down to line 24, basically touches on gift cards and the like. And then back on line 7, page 2, it actually talks about if a store or an entity refuses to accept one of these, our greenback currency, that they could be fined up to $100. Protect our cash, vote green for our green currency. Thank you.
Representative Tanner Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for the good carrier for sponsor from Cascade.
Would the carrier yield?
Yes. On page 2 here, line 7, a person who fails to accept United States currency as required in subsection 1 must pay a maximum $100 fee. Does that fee have to be paid in cash, or can they use credit card for that?
Thank you, good representative, Mr. Chair. I prefer they pay in cash. Thank you.
Representative Nickel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry, basketball. Mr. Speaker. Oh, my gosh.
I've been demoted.
Sorry, Mr.
Representative
Chair.
Representative Nickel.
I just wanted to throw out there that this bill, we didn't have a lot of time to really vet it. It did go through the proper process. However, there were other questions that came up in committee after we had already done EA, such as, if an airplane flies in, are airlines then in Montana expected to take cash, and how are those things enforceable? So there was a few things that kind of popped up there. Where I wasn't sure that this bill was ready for prime time. I just thought I would put that out there. Other than that, I think it's a great concept. Love the idea. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the question now arises on the motion of Representative Gista when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 558, same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member? Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 83 representatives voted aye, 17 have voted no.
Senate Bill 558 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 561. Clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill number 561, introduced by Heinbaugh, a bill for an act entitled, an act providing for the permitting of veterinary retail facilities, providing for the registration of veterinary dispensing technicians, providing for continuing education requirements, providing definitions, providing for an application and permit renewal fees, providing rulemaking authority, amending section, providing an effective date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Lair?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 561, I recommend the same be concurred in.
Representative Lair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 561 is a very important bill for agriculture. In June 1st of this up of 2023, cattle ranchers will not be able to buy certain antibiotics and vaccines over the counter anymore. Through an FDA rule, all these vaccines and antibiotics will be, have to be put under veterinary script. And in eastern Montana and a lot of places around the state, traveling to these facilities is can be up to or over 100 miles one way. What we're proposing in this is to create a veterinary dispensing technician and allow retail facilities to still be able to carry this stuff. We're still going to have to go get the script from the vet, but these little mom-and-pop stores and other facilities around the state will be able to carry these vaccines and antibiotics so they're more accessible to us. The state just to the east of us has been doing this for about 2 years, and it's worked out really well. What this is going to do is allow us in a timely manner to be able to access these goods, and it's like I explained in committee, a lot of these vaccines and antibiotics are like Tylenol you give to your children. When we need them now. If I have an outbreak of some various disease running through my cattle, I need these antibiotics now. You don't want to wait till the following. If this happens on a Friday, you don't want to wait till the Monday. So I'd appreciate a due pass. This is a very important bill for agriculture. Thank you.
Seeing no discussion, the question now arises on the motion of Representative Lehrer that Senate Bill 561 be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Does any member, are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 100 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
Senate Bill 561 has been concurred in. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 564. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill number 564, introduced by McGillivray, a bill for an act entitled An Act Revising the Montana Health Corps Act, expanding eligibility for services provided by health corps physicians, allowing the Board of Medical Examiners to make medical malpractice insurance available to health corps members, requiring a fee on physicians' board-purchased medical malpractice insurance, revising the application fee for initial enrollment in the health corps program, providing a definition, providing rulemaking authority, amending sections, and providing an effective date and applicability date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Etchart?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 564, that the same be concurred in.
Representative Etchart.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the body. This is a bill to further increase access to care in Montana for Montana residents. And the really good thing about this bill is we've already had the Montana Health Corps Act in place for a number of years in Montana. And what this will do, it's going to provide more flexibility. So the Montana Health Corps program currently allows retired physicians to render primary care services to Medicaid and Medicare eligible patients at a reduced cost. And this comes with an exchange that the physician has reduced liability exposure. Now, House Bill 564 changes the program in three ways. It applies the program to currently practicing physicians. So we urge a due pass on this to increase access to care for our Montanans. Thank you for your green vote.
Representative Staffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Folks, you probably wouldn't expect me to stand up against. May I speak to the bill?
Thank you.
You probably wouldn't expect me to be standing up to oppose a bill that promises free medical care to low-income Montanans. But I must, because this bill is a wolf in sheep's clothing. So the bill takes an existing primary care program, primary care, which allows retired physicians to deliver primary care to individuals who are on Medicaid or Medicare, to an unstructured health care program that goes beyond primary care. It will not increase access, and it will increase health care costs to all of us. So this bill is introduced, expanded the program to include low-income Montanans, and it opened the program from retired physicians to all physicians, and that was good. The medical community supported it. If it had stayed like that, I'd be speaking in favor of it. But it was amended in two ways that it resulted in the loss of support and opposition by our medical community and the organization that represents them. First, the health services were expanded from primary care to include specialty care. So specialty care, as you know, requires additional resources like testing, imaging, therapy, treatment, etc. And Montana already has FQHCs, federally qualified health centers, who do this on a sliding scale, participate in low-cost prescription programs, and we also have hospitals and clinics who provide that kind of care. So the bill doesn't really increase care or access for those who need it. But that goes to the second and more concerning part of the current bill. It provides an avenue for physicians, including bad actors, to get insurance coverage that we all pay for. This is not malpractice insurance like you know of, but it's immunity, because the bill already gives immunity from that type of liability. It is for worse behavior, and it is not in the state's interest to insure these physicians, mostly out-of-state physicians, for gross negligence, willful and wanton acts, and omissions. But the bill states that the Board of Medical Examiners can secure insurance for those participants who want it, and the board must pay the bill. The bill is ultimately paid by those licensed by the board. That would be physicians, emergency care providers, nutritionists, acupuncturists, physician's assistants, and podiatrists, most of whom pay the bill and cannot participate as a volunteer. And then the costs for this are borne ultimately by all of us. So I mentioned that the organization that represents doctors strongly opposed this bill in committee because it's not your typical insurance that they have to provide, which for a primary care physician is about $15,000 a year. If you're a surgeon doing outpatient surgeries or an OBGYN, you could pay upwards of $100,000 a year, and that cost will have to be picked up by the state and ultimately passed on to the professionals and ultimately to us. And damages covered by that insurance are not for regular negligence, but for acts like sexual harassment, inappropriate prescribing or care, holding back care for sexual favors. And physicians feel that they shouldn't be on the hook to pay for that kind of insurance or those kind of departures. So this bill is imported from Florida, where it's a very different circumstances there. They don't have Medicaid expansion. The proponent was mainly a Florida doctor who wants to practice here without malpractice insurance when she's visiting Montana. But in Florida, where they have this, the state of Florida funds it at a cost of $9.5 million. And it includes an infrastructure, and it's a primary care model for uninsured patients only, and provides malpractice insurance. This bill does none of that, and the cost of insuring out-of-state physicians will fall on the practicing physician and others through licensing fees. In sum, then, this bill doesn't increase access, puts vulnerable patients at risk because it offers a pathway for bad actors to care for individuals on a volunteer basis, and increases costs to doctors, podiatrists, emergency workers, PAs, and others, ultimately, ultimately all of whom will pass that on through the healthcare system to us. So I urge a no vote, despite the fact that it looks appealing. As I said, it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Gillette.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question for the carrier.
Would Representative yield?
I'll do my best. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative. I guess I have a couple of questions for you. To the other representative's point, let's say that there was something that went wrong. Let's say there's a post-op infection. There's just something that can't be dealt with within the scope of that clinician who is covered under this bill. How do those people get their follow-up care taken care of, Mr. Chair?
Representative Etchert.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Good representative. So in terms of post-op care, none of these people are in the bill. They have to list where they're practicing, and they can even practice out of their house. So realistically, to think that anybody's going to be doing surgery under this bill, I just cannot imagine that someone's been practicing their entire life and then they're going to do surgery where they're going to have a post-op infection. Now, let's say if they did have surgery under this bill, in this bill, they have to be required to say where they're going to be practicing. So they're going to have their facility all listed out that has to be approved by the Board of Medical Examiners, which is the parameters that the board puts on this. And so then if they're providing surgery and they have a post-op infection, they're going to be able to take care of that post-op infection at the facility. So does that answer your question?
Mr. Chair,
Representative Gillette.
Thank you. It sort of does. Medical practitioner has a more general definition. If you look at that Title 37, it also includes dentists. And I can tell you, as somebody who's set up dental clinics in very austere places, you can definitely do surgery in people's mouths from your home. So I guess my X question is we have, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Representative.
Thank you.
Etchert, would you yield?
Yes.
Representative Gillette.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My next question is that we have a National Volunteer Protection Act, and we also have a State Volunteer Protection Act. So we have double coverage for volunteers practicing within their scope of practice. And I guess I'm wondering, why would we not use those laws that are already established, Mr. Chair?
Mr. Chair and good representative, so this bill provides for additional protections for people providing care to eligible individuals under Medicaid and Medicare up to 200% of the FLP in the state. So this just provides additional protections for those people providing free care to increase access to care in Montana.
I'll speak to the bill.
Speak to the bill, thank Representative
you.
Gillette.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, that still doesn't really explain to me very well about why we would need this yet third layer of protection against people who are providing care. And I just, to be honest with you, I just have a general, a general dislike that we would have two tiers of care for people, that we have care that rich people can afford, and then we have this other care that poor people get, and that doesn't sit well with me. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Cafaro.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speak to the bill.
Speak to the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I was the sponsor of the Montana Health Care Act. And the point of the Montana Health Care Act was to keep physicians who want to be and are retired engaged in health care and to pair them with folks who are low income and want to stay at home and need care. And so the point of the Montana Health Care Act was to tap into all of that experience that retired doctors have, who wanted to retire but weren't ready to completely be out of the game, and match those with elderly people mainly who were at home to save money from those folks needing to go to the emergency room. That was the point, the volunteer corps. And this bill is not that. Please vote no.
Representative Carlson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to stand very briefly and point out one change in this bill that's different from the existing code that the representative here just spoke of. It crosses out the word retired, and it opens this program up to a person who is a physician who is not retired. So this program is currently for retired physicians, but there are some physicians who are not retired who would like to give free care, and that's what this bill does. It expands the number of practitioners who are providing this care that is already described in current law. I would urge a green vote. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, does the carrier wish to close?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this bill affects physicians, and prior this bill affected retired physicians, and now the people that will be able to practice and do this kind of care for our Montana citizens will be currently practicing physicians that are not retired yet. So we want this. This is safe. I'm not really quite sure why, when you're talking about providing extra care for people, why this is such a terrible thing. And I just disagree with a lot of the opponents to this. I think this is a good bill. This will help Montana, and it's only it's going to increase access by allowing currently practicing physicians as well as retired physicians to do this. I encourage a green vote. Thank you.
Question now arises on the motion of Representative Etchert when Senate Bill 5, when the committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 564, same be concurred in. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Are there any absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Weatherwax votes no.
Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 67 representatives have voted aye, 33 have voted no.
Senate Bill 564 has been concurred in. Chair recognizes Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Chair, I move the committee rise and report.
You've heard the motion of Majority Leader Vinton. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and so ordered.
Mr. Speaker, we are Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, recommend as follows.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption of the committee report.
You've heard the motion to adopt the committee report. All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Clerk, record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 82 representatives have voted aye, 8 have voted no.
Committee report has been adopted. Thank you, Representative Keenan. Where is number 8, third reading of bills?
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 37, introduced by Hertz, a bill for an act entitled Update Definitions for Meat Inspection of Non-Amenable Species.
Senate Bill 37, having been read three several times, the question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 98 representatives have voted aye, 1 has voted no.
Senate Bill 37 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 59, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revised Laws Related to Alcohol.
Senate Bill 59 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 86 representatives have voted aye, 13 have voted no.
Senate Bill 59 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 71, introduced by Solomon, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revised Milk Control Policies.
Senate Bill 71 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 98 representatives have voted aye, 1 has voted no.
Senate Bill 71 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 78, introduced by Gillespie, a bill for an act entitled Revise Reimbursement Values for Registered Livestock.
Senate Bill 78 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 98 representatives have voted aye, 1 has voted no.
Senate Bill 78 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 148, introduced by Lenz, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Regarding Legal Representation of Children.
Senate Bill 148 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 98 representatives have voted aye, 1 has voted no.
Senate Bill 148 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 188, introduced by Friedel, a bill for an act entitled Revising Definition of Services Related to Public Procurement Contracts.
Senate Bill 188 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 45 representatives have voted aye, 54 have voted no.
Senate Bill 188 has failed to pass the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 217, introduced by Gillespie, a bill for an act entitled Revise Rangeland Improvement Loan State Special Revenue Account.
Senate Bill 217 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 99 representatives have voted aye, zero have voted no.
Senate Bill 217 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 232, introduced by Ellis, a bill for an act entitled Provide for Deadlines to Respond to Public Information Requests.
Senate Bill 232 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 96 representatives have voted aye, two have voted no.
Senate Bill 232 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 252, introduced by Hertz, a bill for an act entitled Expand State Ethics Laws to Include the Judicial Branch and Judges.
Senate Bill 252 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 94 representatives have voted aye, five have voted no.
Senate Bill 252 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 312, introduced by Vermeer, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revise Microbrewery Laws Related to Brewer Collaboration.
Senate Bill 312 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 91 representatives have voted aye, eight have voted no.
Senate Bill 312 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 321, introduced by Boldman, a bill for an act entitled Revised Stalking Laws to Include the Use of GPS and Other Technological Means.
Senate Bill 321 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 99 representatives have voted aye, zero have voted no.
Senate Bill 321 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 325, introduced by Friedel, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Related to the Privacy of Marital Communications.
Senate Bill 325 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 61 representatives have voted aye, 37 have voted no.
Senate Bill 325 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 370, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revise Uniform Commercial Code.
Senate Bill 370 have been read three several times. The question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 57 representatives have voted aye, 42 have voted no.
Senate Bill 370 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 375, introduced by Lang, a bill for an act entitled Remove Notice for Killing Animals Running at Large.
Senate Bill 375 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 71 representatives have voted aye, 28 have voted no.
Senate Bill 375 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 392, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act entitled Revised Determination of Court Costs for Coal Mining.
Senate Bill 392 have been read three several times. The question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 64 representatives have voted aye, 35 have voted no.
Senate Bill 392 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 397, introduced by Bogner, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revised Laws Related to Privacy and Facial Recognition Technology.
Senate Bill 397 have been read three several times. The question is, shall the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 83 representatives have voted aye, 16 have voted no.
Senate Bill 397 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 421, introduced by Friedel, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revise Vehicle Salvage Laws.
Senate Bill 421 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 72 representatives have voted aye, 27 have voted no.
Senate Bill 421 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 443, introduced by Friedel, a bill for an act entitled Revised Post-Council Membership.
Senate Bill 443 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 90 representatives have voted aye, 9 have voted no.
Senate Bill 443 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 54, introduced by Hertz, a bill for an act entitled Revised Centrally Accessed Property Appraisals.
Senate Bill 54, I've been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 97 representatives have voted aye, 2 have voted no.
Senate Bill 54 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 485, introduced by Small, a bill for an act entitled Raising Hourly Rate of Legislator Compensation.
Senate Bill 485 has been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 56 representatives have voted aye, 43 have voted no.
Senate Bill 485 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 89, introduced by Lynch, a bill for an act entitled Create Pretrial Diversion Pilot Program.
Senate Bill 89 has been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 97 representatives have voted aye, 2 have voted no.
Senate Bill 89 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 454, introduced by Small, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revised Laws Pertaining to Private Security.
Senate Bill 454, I've been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 89 representatives have voted aye, 10 have voted no.
Senate Bill 454 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 455, introduced by Vermeer, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revised Laws Pertaining to Realty Regulation.
Senate Bill 455, I've been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 80 representatives have voted aye, 19 have voted no.
Senate Bill 455 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 456, introduced by Vermeer, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revised Laws Pertaining to Hearing Aid Dispensers.
Senate Bill 456, I've been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 99 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
Senate Bill 456 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 457, introduced by Vermeer, a bill for an act entitled Repeal Board of Sanitarians.
Senate Bill 457 has been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 96 representatives have voted aye, 3 have voted no.
Senate Bill 457 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 462, introduced by Lang, a bill for an act entitled Prioritize Ag Irrigation in RRGL.
Senate Bill 462, I've been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 33 representatives have voted aye, 65 have voted no.
Senate Bill 462 has failed to pass the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 491, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act entitled Revised Liability Laws for Persons Engaging in a Felony.
Senate Bill 491 has been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 70 representatives have voted aye, 29 have voted no.
Senate Bill 491 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, Senate Bill 75, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revised Laws Related to Alcohol Licenses.
Senate Bill 75, I've been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 89 representatives have voted aye, 10 have voted no.
Senate Bill 75 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, SJ-9, introduced by Gillespie, a bill for an act entitled Joint Resolution Establishing Soil Health Week and Day.
SJ-9 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 82 representatives have voted aye, 17 have voted no.
SJ-9 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, SJ-13, introduced by Lang, a bill for an act entitled Resolution for Rangeland Appreciation Month.
SJ-13 have been read three several times. The question is, should the bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 84 representatives have voted aye, 14 have voted no.
SJ 13 has passed the House.
That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 9, motions. Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move to re-refer Senate Bill 296, Revised Nursing Home and or Assisted Living Funding, to the Appropriations Committee. Mr. Speaker.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. Speaker, I move to re-refer Senate Bill 303, Revised Withholding Penalties for Certain Taxes, to the Appropriations Committee. Mr. Speaker.
Without objection, so ordered. Order business number 10, unfinished business.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 11, special orders of the day.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 12, announcement of committee meetings. Representative Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations, 3 p.m., please.
Representative Dooling.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House State Administration tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., EA.
Representative Fitzgerald.
Mr. Speaker, House Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, 3 o'clock, room 172, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Cashmire.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No House Ag today. No House Ag.
Representative Regeer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Judiciary tomorrow morning, 9 a.m.
Representative Fielder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Taxation will meet tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Representative Brewster.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Local government about 2:30. Bunch of EAs.
Representative Gunderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Natural Resources tomorrow, room 172 on adjournment.
Pro Tem Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request to be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an announcement, please, Mr. Speaker.
So order.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've all seen the signs out in the foyer. This is our opportunity to support Big Brothers and Big Sisters and the Jack Roscoe Transportation Fundraiser. There are gift baskets and gift cards to be raffled off, and you need to buy your tickets by 4/21. And the drawing will be held on the 24th in the anteroom. Now, right now, the fundraising efforts are at $5,000, and they're hoping to raise $15,000. So I'm asking each and every one of you to dig a little bit deeper in your pocket and go buy another ticket. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Speaker, give me the basketball.
There's some money. Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn and reconvene Wednesday, the 77th legislative day at 1 p.m.
All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no, and the ayes have it, and the House will reconvene at 1 p.m. Wednesday, April 19th. The House is adjourned.